Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah. Let's close your eyes with me as we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Why don't you thank God for tonight? Ask Him to speak to you tonight. Ask the Lord to speak to you tonight. Ask God to speak to you tonight. Not to speak to your mother who didn't come tonight. Not to speak to your brother who didn't come tonight, but to speak to you. Ask the Lord to speak to me. Say, Lord, speak to me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Lift up your voice wherever you are. Open your mouth. Close your eyes. And pray. Speak to the Lord. Ask the Lord to speak to you. Wherever you are at the back, just close your eyes and speak to the Lord. Say, Lord, speak to me tonight. I'm ready. I'm listening. My mind is prepared. My heart is ready. I want to hear your voice. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord. Keboro shikabarandas. Reke berende makabras kataya baba. Randirebe kebros keteberebe. Libarabas katabaraba kibarabandos keberendes. Liberebes kebrende maskataya baba. Rakata makabrande me kebrende. Like berebe sikabarandarama. Speak to me, O God. Speak to me. Separate me out from everybody here tonight. And speak to my heart. Speak to my soul. Lekabros kataya baba. Rakabas keberendes. Limana maskata baraba kabrondos. Rekebres katabaraba kibaraba bandes. Rekeboroshia mandiri mi kabras kataya. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. I'll say yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way, I'll say yes,
Lord, yes.
I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. One more time.
Say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way.
I'll say yes, Lord, tonight.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes.
I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord. I'll say yes, I'll say yes.
I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your ways.
I'll say yes,
Lord, yes,
I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be. Speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my Father, tonight, we know your spirit is going to speak to us. And this is what we are saying, even before your spirit speaks. With our whole heart, we will agree. And our answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Thank you for singling us out. Thank you for separating us out from everybody around us and talking to us directly. We will say yes to your voice as it comes to us tonight. Thank you, Father, for not allowing us to leave your presence the same as we came. In Jesus' name, and somebody shouted. Amen. Somebody shouted. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated, please. Wow. Wonderful. You're all welcome to our Tuesday service. This is how it has to be, because we have churches. I have a few churches around. We have about 8 churches in how many churches? We have about some 5 churches in Demerara. We have some region 4, we have some in region 3, and some in some other region also. Okay, so Tuesday evenings, this is how we do it. We all come together and then we try and be on the same page, because we know Sundays you are in your various churches. So we are from Friendship, so we are from Grove, and from Perica, from Denamstel, Sophia, BV, and of course those of us from Isla Penitence. We need to be together. So you also learn how to sing the songs. So at least once a week you sing and you dance with instruments. Before you get your own keyboard, at least you will come and enjoy our keyboard once a week. What do you think about that? Is it a good idea? So that you rise up and say, you know what, let's also do something and get ourselves a keyboard and get ourselves, I will learn how to play the keyboard. You see, all these things will generate some interest in you to learn to do something in the Lord. Is it a good idea? Wonderful. Now, just please take note of these few announcements. On the 12th of September, we're going to have a baptism service. It's a Saturday. So all of you, those of you who have not been baptized in water as yet, you need to complete that. It's part of your Christian walk. When you give your heart to Jesus, your sins are washed away, you're a brand new person. What you need to do after that is that you need to go into water to fulfill all righteousness. It's not the water that makes you born again. It's not the water that saves you. It's the blood of Jesus that saves you. That Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is the flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is the spirit. So when we are talking about being born again, we are talking about a spiritual thing. It's not something that water or baptism, physical baptism, doesn't make you become a Christian. You're a Christian when you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So forget about that, those teachings that you've had many years ago that used to tell you that when you're going to be baptized, you should be serious. You should be serious when you give your heart to Christ. And baptism is just the next step that follows the seriousness. Do you understand what I'm saying? So on the 12th of September, we're going to have a very, very special baptism service. We're going to tell you the time. We normally will do it very, very early. I will tell you the time and the location so that you prepare yourself. So wherever you are, whether you're in Friendship, whether you're in Sophia, make sure that you give your name to your pastor. And then on that Saturday, the 12th of September, we'll meet all of us together in one place. And then we will have that water baptism. Is that a good idea? Yeah. Wonderful. The next thing I want you to know is that we, every quarter, every 3 months, we have decided, the church board has decided that all of us will come together on the last Sunday of every quarter. On the last Sunday of every quarter, all of us are coming together in one big place. We won't be here because this place is too small for us. You see, some of you are fanning yourself. It's part of it. You've not experienced anything. You've not seen anything at all. My sister forwarded me a little clip of somebody who was at a mall in America. One of the, I don't know which state, but he was at a mall. It was this bull. It wasn't even a bullhorn. It was something that, you know, could amplify his voice somehow. He started preaching, and then the police came to arrest him. He said he wouldn't go. They said, no, he has to go because he's disturbing public peace. He was preaching. He has Jesus written all over his jacket. He was preaching. The policeman organized him. Cry. You are here. You are just the heat. You know, you can't handle it. Just one small heat. You can't handle it. It's too fantastic. Some people, as they open their mouth, they have been arrested. We thank God that we still have the freedom to preach. Some people have tried to shut us down because we make a lot of joyful noise. But they can't shut us down as long as Jesus is alive. I said, they can't close us down as long as Jesus is alive. Amen. So, once every quarter, All of us from all over the place, from New Amsterdam, from Wismar, from Perica, we're all going to come together. We're going to go into a place where people can see us, young people. You know, people are very jealous of our church. People tell us that there are so many young people around. They are asking, what is the secret? The secret is the Holy Ghost juice. Yeah, there's a juice called the Holy Ghost. And that's what people have drunk. And that's what has made them the way they are. Do you get it? So we're all going to come together in one place. I think we're planning the last Sunday in November. I think that's the date we have as at now. Last Sunday in November. So you're going to get to know the location. We're going to wear our t-shirts. We're going to start a little later in the morning so we can do evangelism and bring people to the location. And we will dance, we will shout, and we will hear good preaching. And we'll anoint ourselves with oil, and then we'll go every quarter, we'll come together. What do you think about that? Yeah. You see, because it is very different when you are in the church that I am preaching in. It's different when you come here every Sunday, and it's different when you are in Sophia every Sunday. It's nice in Sophia, but there are certain things that you need to know that's why you must come here. Do you get it? So we are trusting God that as we come together once every quarter, we will all be able to connect properly. You see, one of the things about the church in Guyana is that the church in Guyana is not very powerful. It's not very powerful because the church is not together. Now, when you want to talk about togetherness, I'm not talking about the Wesleyan church and the Assemblies of God coming together. That's not what I'm talking about. But even the Assembly of God church, they are not all together. Everybody is on their own. Even though they have a body called the whatever, Assemblies of God in Guyana, and they have their superintendent, they have their deputy and all of that. The Assembly of God church is not together. They normally will have a once a year convention at the Providence Stadium. But even that is still not together because everybody is their own big man. Do you get it? That is something that we are trying to move away from, because we are one church. We are not like Sophia is one church from Wismar and Wismar is one. No, we are all one church. I tell you, if it's not like that, we will come and sort you out where you are. Yeah, I will come to Sophia and let you know that the church, I am the main pastor of the church. Just in case you begin to think that Karen is the one who, I am your chief shepherd. I sent Karen there to be with you. So don't, a good sound engineer doesn't allow these things to happen. You get it? So you can be in friendship and say, I like friendship. What do you mean by you like friendship? There's nothing like, when it comes to lighthouse, there's nothing like friendship. All of us are friendship. We are all friend boat. Every ship or boat, we are in friends, we are all inside. So when it comes to lighthouse, there's nothing like, I meet here Sunday morning, so I am different from those who meet. No. Anybody who bring that in will fire you. Anybody who bring that division among us, we will make sure that you feel pepper, you feel the heat. We are all one. We are all one because it's that unity that will make us stronger. Hallelujah. So you need to come here on Tuesdays to hear these things that I'm telling you. How come those at the back, you are not clapping? You see, in your churches, you don't know how to clap, isn't it? Where are you people from? You look straight. Whose church members are these? Can we all clap? Let's clap. Like your hand is not for you. Yeah. Don't let those in the front clap and you are not clapping. It shows that you are not even used to me. You don't even understand what I'm saying. That's why you must come here every Tuesday to hear what's happening. All right. The last announcement is we are sending some young people to go to Bible school. You see, that is also something that's very, very different. There's no church in Guyana that sends young people to seminary to train them to become pastors. You see, when you talk about pastors in Guyana, I am even a young man. During the wedding on Sunday, there's I think he's an assistant pastor from the bridegroom's church. He came to see me. No, we were talking, and then something. I think he introduced himself to me, and then something else. And then I spoke, he said, "The voice is familiar." I said, "Really? It's possible?" Because I speak to all Guyanese. 5 days in a week.
So it's possible. So he said, ah, you're on radio? Something. I said, yeah, it's me. So when you hear the voice, you imagine it's a big man. I said, yeah, I'm a big man. So that's why I like the radio, because if I was on TV, you don't listen to me. You look at me and then you change the channel. I'm radio, you don't know how I look. But what I talk is what is important, so you listen to it. Many people look at the way you look and then they shut off. Hey, if you are not appealing, if you don't dress well, if you don't, they just shut off. But you can't see me, you hear my voice. And you are forced to just listen to what I have to say. And when I have to say, if it's nice, then you don't care about my face. By the time you see my face, then you love me already. What do you think about that? So I said, it's me. But he said, oh, he was expecting an older man. We're going to have a pastor's conference in London. And the pastor who has gracefully hosted us in his church, he says he has a TV program on Sunday. We should come. So you should, Izan, you should go on TV. Go and talk on TV. Me, I won't go. I'm in Georgetown. Now, he wanted to see me. I told Kizzy that he can't see me. You see, John the Baptist always goes before Jesus comes. You can't see Jesus unless you see John the Baptist. So I sent some pastors to go and, you know, represent me. And they went and had it. I am sure that he's expecting a big man. He's expecting some 60-year-old man who, in fact, you'd be very surprised to see a very nice, good-looking man. I tell you, you can't even realize who is coming. But that's, I don't want to show my face. You see me just on that day. Then you have to just judge by what I say than how I look. Are you with me? You know, so this is the only church. You can go around. Oh, you can go to all the regions, all the towns. The only church that is sending teenagers after CXC to go to Bible school. It is not done anywhere. In fact, if you were to tell another pastor in another church, they will question why we are doing it. In fact, they will ask, they will say that they are too young. Why are you not? Why don't you want them to go to school and get bigger? Hey! Well, the Bible said, remember thy creator in the days when you are young. So what about that verse? When are we going to obey that verse? You want to be old when you are old and you can't walk. You are old, you can't see. Then when you are preaching to people, can't, because your preaching is boring. Because it's old man preaching. We want to hear the young people preaching. You know, so we are sending about 20 young people to Ghana. About 20. We will not relent until we get 20. 20 young guys to Ghana. And they are going to be trained for 3 years. And they will come back as pastors. All right? Now, going to Ghana is a lot of money. So as much as they are raising their own money, they are raising their own passage. Okay? They are raising their own ticket to go. We want to do a barbecue to support them. All right? We want to do a barbecue, a fundraiser to organize some money and send them, you know, buy their ticket for them. All right, Shaquille, what do you think? Stand up. Yeah, Shaquille wants to go to Bible school. Don't you want to send him? You don't want to go. He says he will give the rest of his life to the preaching of the gospel. Why don't you want to invest in his life to go to Africa and come back like... Pastor Keith went to Ghana. You went to Ghana for how many? 4 years. 4 years, and he's back here. Where's your juicy wife? Where is she? I can't see her.
Pharaoh.
Okay, she's working. Yeah, well, Pastor Keith went there. He didn't die. He's come back. 4 years. Pastor Randall is back. 4 years in Suriname. Yeah. Pastor David, he came back with a big stomach. When he was going, he was like a pole. He came back with a big stomach. Yeah, he almost about to give birth. So want to send Shaquille, want to send Clive. Where's Clive? Yeah, where are they? Want to send Jamal, Kirkland, Joshua, Chris, Travin. Want to send them. Where are the girls? Where are the girls? We're sending the girls. Where are the ladies? Come on, Charlene, Shamika. Where is English lady? We're sending them. They are going to Ghana. They are going to Bible schools at the back there. Yeah, just Earl is there. And there's more. We want more. You see, Jalana, when Kuneta comes, you'll be jealous. Yeah. Because you are here. You are busy with something. And she's also busy with something. And at the end of the day, we'll see who made the right choice. Your sister is in, I tell you. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Now, when these guys come out as pastors, you can't be jealous, because for you, from 3 years, 3 years from now, you don't know how you will become. But from now, they are getting to know what they will become in 3 years' time. That is so nice to serve the Lord. So want to help them. Don't be jealous. Want to help them. We're going to have a grand barbecue at the end of October, the last Saturday in October. We're going to have the tickets. The barbecue tickets are going to come out. We want everybody to support. Okay, we have a lot of tickets. The church, the leader of your church in the area is going to come. Karen is going to come with about how many hundreds of tickets? I'm sure they're going to help you. Kimberly and Karen are at the back there, isn't it? They're going to help you sell them. Sister Michelle. Is it Shondell? Shondell knows a lot of people. Shondell can send 200. She can sell 200 tickets on her own. So we want to do all of that. We're going to have a grand barbecue here on the 29th of October or something like that. It's going to be here. Last time we had one, when we do barbecue, it's not small. People have not seen our barbecue before. So we want you to be on board, okay? That's why it's also very important that you came. Because I want you to hear it from my mouth. So that when Lady Pastor Abigail comes there and she's saying it, you don't look at it like, you know, something that is not important. It's very, very important. All right? So from this week, you're going to get on Thursday. In fact, on Thursday, they will be bringing the barbecue tickets, and you will be glad to sell 20 of them. Amen. Now, what we also want to do is that to organize a barbecue, we need a capital. Right, so we want all of you also on Thursday, I don't know whether you've started that, but we want you to start donating money. Right, give 1,000, give 500, all of you. We don't want you to donate the boxes. All right, we want to buy everything wholesale and get a good price for them. So if you say, oh, I'll buy 10 pounds of chicken, when you do that, you give that to us in money so that we go to one place. The last time we went to Bounty, they were wondering where we are taking the chicken to. I said, you don't worry. Well, people will eat the chicken. We went with a canter to buy the chicken. Can you believe it? This time we are going with a tipper truck. You know the sand truck? Uh-huh. Chicken will cry. You know, so help us. Let's get a capital to buy all the things we need to buy. So from Thursday, from tonight, you can see your pastor and give them 500, 1,000. No, this is for 10 boxes, this is for spoons, this is for ketchup, this is for that. Let's bring our resources together and let's fund the barbecue ourselves so that the proceeds. Now, a ticket to Ghana is about $600,000. You get it? So if we are sending 20 people, you do the calculation yourself. I can buy a Prado and live inside. It can buy me a house. It can buy me a big house and live inside. But why shouldn't I do that and buy a big house? And then give Pastor Leary and his wife a room when they need a place for vacation. But it's not for me. It's for these young guys, because we believe in their future. We believe in the preaching of the gospel. Last time we had a barbecue, I hear somebody say that I've gone to use that to buy land on the highway. Who's buying land on the highway for what? What do I need land on the highway for? There's no light, there's no water. If I want to buy any land, I'll buy it in Georgetown. We ain't going to no highway. Amen. So help us. Are we going to support the whole thing? Yeah. Are we going to support? Oh, how many of us are going to support? Yeah. Let me see your hand. Kimberly, Karen, are you going to support? Yeah. Amen. God bless you as you support. All right, tonight, for a few minutes, we're looking at the words of Jesus. Okay, we're saying that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Jesus Christ is our Savior. Jesus is the head of the church. It is Jesus who said that I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we want to go back. What happens is that when you become a Christian, most of the time, people say, the pastor said, the church said, why I can't do this? Because the pastor said. The pastor is telling me, the pastor is controlling me. This is it. The church is the rules of the church. There's nothing like that. What it is really is the words of Jesus. Because if you are going to join anything, anything you join, there's always a leadership in anything you join that actually directs or leads you. Now, if you join any association, the association will have a board. They'll have a president. If you are born a Guyanese, you will have a president. We'll have parliament. They'll go and fight in parliament and do all kinds of things. So there's not anything in this life, in this world, that doesn't have a kind of steering body. So the church is being run by Jesus through human beings that he calls. You get it? But we should not take our minds off Jesus and look at the pastor and look at the church. That's why people, you see, it is because of the lack of the voice or getting to know the voice of Jesus. That's why some people ask you, so pastor, if I listen to soul music, is it good or bad? Read the Bible for yourself. Why are you coming to ask me? When I say it's bad, then you go and tell somebody the pastor said. Really? Meanwhile, Jesus has said so many things, except that you are not reading the voice of Jesus Christ. You're not reading what Jesus has said. If we were to really look at the words of Jesus Christ and read the Bible, we would not say the pastor say or the church say. When it comes to offering, when it comes to worship, when it comes to prayer, when it comes to singing, everything is in the Bible. If you read it, you will understand why we do things the way we do it. You see, our church looks a little different just because many people don't know the Bible. If you get to know the Bible, you realize that our church is a very, very good church. I said, you realize that our church is a very, very good church. Yeah. One thing that people get confused about when they come here is that they ask why we take two offerings. In fact, you should cry, why are we not taking five offerings? Because money is a seed. Anything that can bring forth the same of its kind is a seed. I am a seed. You are a seed because I can bring forth human beings. I mean, as a pastor and as a Christian, I have brought forth all of you here. I've been a seed that has grown into a tree. You get it? Money also has the ability to bring money. Because you can go and buy, custard or icicle or something, or plantain, and do plantain chip with a certain amount of money. And you can bag it and all of that. And when you sell it, you get your money and you get extra of what you invested. So money is a seed. The Bible says that if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. So anytime you are giving money, you should give money a lot. If you understand that it is sowing of seed. When you give money little and just one or two times, you are not being wise. You are sowing seeds, a few seeds, and a few seeds they cannot germinate. If you are a farmer, if you've been a farmer before, you understand what I'm saying. You can sow seeds and a lot of them won't come up. A lot of them won't grow. Because that's how seed is. So when we look at offerings, I say, why is it that I'm giving two offerings? You should be glad that we are not. Because when you give two, you are actually, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes that in the morning sow thy seed, in the evening withhold not thy hand. You see, if you understand it, it means that if you sow in the morning, in the evening also you must sow. So before the day is out, you must have sown twice. So if you come to the service, before the service is over, you must have sown two times or seed. If you know the Bible, if you read the Bible, you will not challenge a lot of things. It is the ignorance and the lack of knowledge about the word of God that makes us question so many things. In fact, in the church, there's no power anymore. So when you come to church and we are praying for somebody and the person falls down, a lot of things come into your mind. Some people get afraid. Some people say, no, I don't want to go. Because if I go, I'll fall down. Hey, why is the person falling down? The person got some demons or what? He got some zombie or what? Is it because you don't read the Bible? That's why. Because if you read the Bible, you will even realize that on the day when Judas brought the soldiers to arrest Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they asked for who is Jesus, when Jesus said, I am he, the Bible says that they fell down. Yeah. One day, a small boy came to our church. He's from the SDA. Those years when I was still the pastor of the Safe Church. And then I prayed for some people. They fell down. After the service, he came to me. He said, no, this thing, he doesn't. I said, You used to read your Bible? He said, yes. I said, you know the Bible? I said, I'll show you the Bible. I opened and I show him. He said, oh, he has not seen this one. I said, you are a proud idiot. A small boy, do you know what all that is in the Bible? When the power of God comes upon people, they can't stand anymore. And you need to read the Bible to understand all this. So we are bringing your mind and your heart back to the head of the church, who is Jesus Christ. And we are looking at some of the words of Jesus from this little book here. Amen. We've learned a few things. Jesus said that heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will not pass away. Now, tonight, for the few minutes we have, we want to look at what Jesus said about decline. What Jesus said about decline. A good sound engineer. What Jesus said about decline. Chapter 7 of this cover. I don't know the other cover. Which chapter? I'm sure it's maybe chapter 7 also. What Jesus said about decline. When we say decline, we are saying, you see, decline is when you don't do well. If you look into the book, Bishop defines it. He says that to decline means to wither. To wither. Or to shrink. Or to be lowered in a rank. Remember, John chapter 15. John chapter 15 verse 1. The Bible says that, I am the true vine. And my Father is a husbandman. My Father is a farmer. Verse 2. It says that every branch in me that bears not fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So we are being seen, or God sees us, as branches. Branches. That's why we have church. We call it branches, not outstations. Because what is an outstation? Is it a police outpost or what? Because that's one of the terms they use here. Outpost. What is an outpost? We like to use the biblical word branch. Because we are from a big tree, and an extension of us is a branch. So friendship is a branch. So fire is a branch. Because all of us come together into that big lighthouse chapel tree. Do you understand what I'm saying? In a similar way, you and I, the Bible says, are members of one body. Just as we are branches of the tree that is Jesus, we are also still members of the body of Christ. It means that somebody is the nose, somebody is the eyes, somebody is the mouth, somebody is the ears, because a body has parts. And without the other, we can't function. I mean, can you function without your nose? Some people have a very wild nose. They smell things. Yeah, when you can't smell, they smell. Yeah, can you smell something? What? I can't smell anything. And among a church like this, you see people who see things faster than some. Some people don't see anything at all. It means that you are not the eye of the body. You are probably the toe or something. You don't see nothing. Some people, they talk a lot. They are the mouth of the body, because they like talk. But all of us come together to form the body of Christ. In the same way, Jesus sees all of us as branches. Now, so what Jesus said about decline is in reference to if a branch does not do well. It means if a branch or the leaves on the branch begins to turn brown. If you have a tree and one branch begins to turn brown, it means there's something wrong about that particular branch. And that's what the Bible is saying, that Jesus made some statements about decline. About when you begin to deteriorate, when things begin to go wrong for you, when you don't see your way, when things are not adding up, when your questions are not being solved, your problems are not being solved, when there is a decline, Jesus is talking about that. He speaks about that in John chapter 15 and verse 6. He says that if a man abide not in me, he
is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Do you get it? So our decline, things will go bad for you. Problems will increase when you do not abide in the Lord. It's very funny when people say, oh, I'm not coming to church because I have one or two things to sort out. When I sort it out, then I'll come. God bless you. All the best. I wish you all the best. Congratulations. You won a prize. If you do not abide in Christ, you think about it. A branch that is taken off the main tree cannot have any reason to stay out of the tree. You are gone. You are done. Even if you have a tree in your house, go and pluck out a leaf. Take a leaf from the tree. That's the end of the tree. That's the end of the leaf. If you break a part of a flower or something, that's it. It's finished. That part you have broken dies. Jesus is saying that things will begin to go sour for you and I when we disconnect ourselves from Him. So, as long as you stay in Christ, you are safe of supply. Now, those of us who went to primary school or even daycare, you know, we learn about plants, isn't it? Germination. You have the seed that turns into, you know, some young plant. You see the roots. You see the tap root. You see the roots and all of that. Now, what happens that the roots, what it does is that roots bring up water and minerals from the soil through the xylem and the phloem. Shaki, do you remember that? Water goes through the xylem, and then minerals goes through the phloem, isn't it? And they are pulled up from the earth through the tree, the stem of the tree, into the branches for the leaves, everybody to enjoy from it. So when you, as a branch, when you are plucked or you are broken from a tree, what happens is that the water and the minerals that the tree brings up from the roots, you don't get some. You don't get some. Even I was in New Amsterdam the other day, and I saw a flower. So I told Pastor David to, you know, I asked him, how do I get this replanted? He said, oh, when you break a branch and you go and plant it, it'll do well. I took a branch of it, I came, I planted it. It didn't do anything. It's like a branch is saying that me, I don't care about you, the tree. I will do well. And then we pluck that, we break the branch, and we put it in the earth, and we pour water on the earth. 3-4 days time, the thing has become dry. It's because the branch doesn't have the ability to bring forth roots. There are some branches that can do that. But it's not every branch that does that. I mean, cassava is one of them, isn't it? Cassava is something you break it, you put it. It's a blessing. If you're a cassava, you're a blessing, I tell you. It's a blessing. You don't have a problem at all. If the main tree says galang your way, oh, no problem. I'll be okay on my own. Many of us, you are not cassava. We are orange trees and all kinds of things. If you are taken from the main tree, then that is the beginning of your decline. So Jesus is saying that if you want to do well, you have to stay on the branch. You have to stay connected to the tree. If you don't want to do well, then you do what you have to do. As long as you come to church, you read your Bible, you do what the Bible tells you to do, you do well. You do well. You do well. Yeah. So those of you who go and come, yeah, some of you have vacation, you go on vacation, you are vacation goers. Yeah. You go and come. And when you are out there, you are wearing the church t-shirt like you are part of the church. Yeah. I love my pastor. Meanwhile, you don't come to church. Yeah. The other day I was in I went to Sophia. I want to check the signboard. And I passed around. I saw some guy with one of our t-shirts. I looked at him. I said, this guy, I don't think he even comes to church. His face didn't look like somebody who comes to church. Yeah. He had the t-shirt on. Yeah. Yeah, wages or something. I said, hey.
What joy. Hey.
It's another t-shirt, another top they are wearing. It has nothing to do with their faith. It's not connected to their heart. It's just some cloth you want to buy. Yeah. So many of us, we are not seeing our way. And we think that it is by probably doing something else that will make us. You see, that is the deception. That makes people go to some type of churches. It's because when you are not seeing your way, everybody becomes agitated when things are not working well. Aliyah. You become very agitated. You want to do well. You want to prosper. So we want to find faster ways of coming back to prosperity. So we like people to tell us, oh, let's go to this church. The pastor is good. There is nothing like a pastor is good. Every pastor is good. There's no bad pastor. We rather have bad church members rather. Yeah. Let me go to the Brazilian church. You see, when people are desperate, that's when you see where they are connected to. If you want to test people, don't respond when they are desperate, and you see how they will turn their back on you and go to where they. People are very selfish. Oh. People, human, all of us here, we are all selfish. I tell you, if you think I'm lying, you wait until you need something really. You see what you do what you feel is right, not what the Bible is saying. Oh, please. Yeah. Because what Eve did was a fair sign of selfishness. She said, Satan said, no. When you eat it, you'll be like God. You will be. And Eve said, what, me? I will be? Why not? I'm interested in that. I'm interested in me and what I will be. That was the birth of selfishness. All of us are selfish in our own ways. Yeah. I tell you. You have to really know what you are about to chase after, let's say, a pastor for your breakthrough. You go somewhere else because you say that, you know, oh, but there are many pastors around. Why do you have to chase after him? Yeah, why do you have to chase after him? There are many pastors around. No, it's not that there are many pastors around. You are selfish and you want to do things your own way. Because you will not go to just any hospital. You will not just go to any doctor that some of us were used to. Pastor Gobind, that when we go and Gobind is not there, we wait until Gobind comes. Yeah. The doctor you are used to, oh, when you go and he's not there, you don't feel comfortable. When the new doctor tells you something, you're wondering whether he's right or not. Yeah. We've heard so many bad things about Georgetown Hospital that when we go and we meet a good doctor, we don't even believe that he's a good doctor. It's true. Meanwhile, all the nurses, the private, they all go and learn at Georgetown Hospital. Except that the stories we have heard are all bad stories. They say, when you go, you wait long. No, but you see, when they look at your situation, somebody's own is more critical than yours. So you just have to wait a little longer. But we don't like to wait because we are very, very selfish. It's like me. I'm going to, it's me. Look at me. Yeah. It's selfishness. That's a problem. So when you see people moving to the Brazilian church, moving to churches where pastors are doing magic and all of that, they like that than to come to a church like this where you just sit down and hear preaching. Because the decline is not as a result of a church that is not good or a pastor that is not powerful. The decline is as a result of you disconnecting from God. That's where the decline comes from. Lennox, are you there? Yeah, that's the decline. That's what the Bible is saying. The Bible is not saying that if a man abide not in me. It's not saying if a man goes to a church where the pastor is not powerful.
It's nothing like that. The reason for our decline, the reason why you and I will vanish and become nothing in this world, is that we will not stay connected to the branch. And that is why even as young people, we want to even connect more by giving our lives and our time to God now. Because the more connected I am to Jesus, the better my life will go. Because the Bible says without him, we can do nothing. Yeah. If you are sitting now here tonight thinking that everything will work for you without connecting to Jesus, you are lying. Jesus said his words, heaven and earth will pass away, but what he has said will still be valid. So you will realize at the end of your life, rather, when you are dying, you are dying miserable man, to realize that in fact what Jesus said, it was true. He said it. He said, what shall it profit a man? It's true. Yeah, you can get A's. You can get 7 A's in your exams at the university. And you can thank God. But if you are not connected to God, watch. It's Jesus who said that. You see, you can get everything that you get. It's like all the things you will get. At the end of the day, when you look at it, Jesus will tell you, these things that you have, it is still not equal to your soul. You better realize that first. And early. And that's why we are focused and we are determined to send these young people, because they are doing something that we didn't know when we were young. Yeah, we spend our young days to do things that we're not supposed to do. And if we have found some young people who want to do the right thing when they are young, you better do that. I tell you. Yeah. If a man abide not in me, that is the cause of our decline. And as for the decline, it is not what the pastor sees. It is what the pastor even doesn't see. What the pastor sees is just a small percentage of the big picture. Because if you are connected to Jesus, he knows it. I said, if you are connected really to Jesus, Jesus knows it. Of course, your connection to Jesus is what actually makes you also love the brethren. It makes you love fellowship. Well, what does the song say? The saints' communion. It is your connection to Jesus that makes you love the saints' communion. Yeah. So you can't love Jesus and stay away from the church. I tell you. If you get deceived by your little successes when you are out of church, you realize sooner or later. I said, if you get deceived by the devil by your little successes after church or when you don't come to church. One day somebody left our church. Instead of the person being sad or anything, now the person said that now she can see her money. It's because when you come to this kind of churches we have, it's passage. It's offering, it's tithe, it's fundraising. So some a good amount of your money will go into the building of the kingdom, which is a blessing. I said, which is a blessing, because Jesus also said that lay for yourself treasures in heaven, where thieves cannot break in or steal. But the person, because the person left the church, and Satan wanted her to feel nice about leaving the church. She said, now I don't have to pay any tithe. No passage to go to no church. No offering. I can see my money. How long can you see your money? I said, how long can you see your money? How long can you see your money? Yeah. Now, that is just a small part of the problems of humanity. You wait until the doctor tells you that what you are sick of, they can't help you. Then your money that you can see, let's see what it will do for you. Let's see what the money will do for you. The doctor that you believe in is saying that I can't do anything for you. In fact, the doctors rather will tell you, go to church. Yeah, any doctor who tells you that, he should be fired. Because he's not a good doctor. Why is he referring the case to a spiritual doctor? They say that all the time. This is a fine church and good. Let the pastor pray for you.
Well, you find another pastor though. Yeah, because than some of the pastors we have around here. No, but that's also something people don't understand, right? It's not so easy to just take a case and solve it. You have to use wisdom. You see, if a patient is passed on to you from another doctor, you need to understand the background of the case. Because sometimes they are passing over to you something, death. One day, was it Pastor Kid? Was it you? One day, Pastor Kid, somebody brought somebody here. In fact, I don't know where they got my number. And they called me. They were harassing me. I said, where did these people get my number? That one of my church members, they need me to come and pray for the church member. I said, I don't even know the person. So I said, okay, they should bring the person here. They brought the person here, and I asked Pastor Keith, a few senior anointed pastors, to join him to do the prayer. They prayed 3 hours or something. Jesus. He said, the thing wasn't working. The person died a few days after. And the day after. And the doctor said what?
It was as a result of head hemorrhage.
It's a hemorrhage. The bleeding in the head.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're saying, come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Shakabalabalababa! Come out! The brain, the blood in the brain. Pour oil in the girl's mouth. Drink it. Demons, I command you in the name of Jesus, come out. It was the same thing. Went to the doctor. Doctor said they can't find anything. So we think we're more powerful. Because the doctor said it's a spiritual. So let's... No. That's how come a few years ago, there's a pastor who was arrested for praying for somebody over the river, and the person died. And that's how come somebody reported me that we also cast out devils. So Rohi commanded the police to come for me because they thought I was going to kill people also. Until they came and they realized that they couldn't take me with them because I police can't arrest me. Unless I hit somebody's car, then you can arrest me. If I'm praying, you can't come. I'll release some angels to slap you when you come around. Stand to your feet. My time is up. Hallelujah. We'll continue next time. Yeah, if I go and steal, the police can arrest me. If I'm praying. Hey, you don't clap too. You don't clap. Hey, sure. Okay, next week you preach. Anybody who doesn't clap, next week you preach. Praise. Okay, praise is right now away from preaching. It's not easy to preach, yo. I tell you. So when somebody preaches, you should clap. Yeah, you should appreciate it. Yeah, you should encourage it. I tell you. Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you close your eyes and let's sing this song together as we worship the Lord and we pledge our love and our heart to Him, to listen to His voice, to listen to Him and to Him alone. We will not listen to the voices that are distracting us in this world. To be pleasing You, pleasing You, that is all I really want to do. To be pleasing You, pleasing You, that is all I really want to do. Let's sing one more time. To be pleasing You, to be pleasing You, let that be your prayer tonight. Pleasing You, this is
is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart. My heart, I worship you. And all I have within me, I give. Jesus, I believe in you, and I will go to the ends of the earth, to the ends of the earth. For you alone are the Son of God, all the world will see you are God, you are God.
Love unfailing.
Love unfailing,
overtaking,
overtaking my heart.
Take me in,
take me in.
Finding peace again,
finding peace again.
Fear is lost.
Well, to tell your story, yes, I know that you've called me. I know that you've called me.
I've lost myself
for good within your promise. I won't hide it. I won't hide it. Jesus, I believe in you. And I will go to the ends of the earth.
Come on, sing it. Sing it from the bottom of your heart. All across this room.
For you alone are the Son of God. And all the world will see you are God. You are God.
And Jesus, I.
Jesus, I.
Come on, somebody lift up your voice.
For you alone are the Son of God. All the world will see you are God. You are God.
Jesus, I.
Jesus, I believe in you. And I will go to the ends of the earth.
To the ends of the earth.
To the ends of the earth. For you.
Let's sing one more time. Love unfailing.
Love unfailing.
Everybody lift up your voice.
Overtaking my heart.
We're singing to Jesus.
Oh, you take me in.
Finding peace.
Finding peace again. Fear is lost in all you are. And I will give the world to tell your story. Cause I know that you've called me. I know that you've called me. Lost myself for good within your promise. I won't hide it. I won't hide it. Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus,
Jesus, I believe in you. I will go to the ends of the earth. To the ends of the earth.
For you alone are the Son of God. All the world will see.
I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Let's sing it one more time.
I believe in God our Father. Resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
We believe in life eternal.
I believe in life eternal. I believe in the virgin's birth.
Yeah.
I believe in the saints' communion.
And in your holy church.
I believe in the resurrection. When Jesus comes again, for I believe in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus.
Start from the top for the last time. I have a lasting father, rather. Want to start from the top of the song, the beginning.
Our Father everlasting, be your created one. God.
Come on, come on, come on.
Your created one, God Almighty,
Jesus, our Savior. I believe in God the Father.
I believe in Christ the Lord. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three and one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in you. Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that
I believe in the virgin birth.
I believe.
I believe in the saints' communion.
I believe in the church.
And in your holy church. I believe in the saints' God. That we will rise again.
Come on.
For I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe.
I believe.
I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord.
You don't want to leave here tonight without giving your heart to Jesus. You don't want to leave here tonight without knowing whether you'll go to heaven or hell when you die. You want to stand tonight and declare that you believe in God the Father. You want to declare that you believe in Christ, His Son. You want to declare that you believe in the Holy Spirit. You believe in the saints' communion. You believe in His church. You believe that you will die and rise again. You want to declare Jesus as your Lord and Savior tonight, wherever you are. If you don't know where you would go if you were to die right now, you must be sure tonight. Because the Bible says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again tonight. I want to go to heaven when I die. I want to be sure before I leave here tonight that my soul is secured in the hands of the King of Kings. You are here tonight. You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to be sure when you die, you will go to heaven. Wherever you are, just lift up your right hand and I'll pray with you. God bless you. Every eye closed. Every eye closed tonight. Every eye closed. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. I want to give my heart to Jesus. You're here like that. Just your right hand up high. Just your right hand up high and I'll pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. If you lifted up your right hand, I want to ask you to come to me. I want to pray for you. Come. Come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come.
Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself. I belong to you. Lord, lead me.
God bless you. You want to join them? Come quickly. You want to join them? It's not late. It's not too late. You better know where you're going.
To your
come. come to Jesus tonight. God bless you. Bless you.
Lead me to your
eyes. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus tonight.
I belong to you. Lord, lead me. Lead me to the cross.
Close your eyes with me. If you are here in front, all you have to do is so simple. Jesus loves us so much that he has made it so simple for us to go to heaven. All he's saying is that if you believe with your heart, if you believe that Jesus died for you, if you believe that the blood that was shed on the cross was shed for your sins, if you believe that, then the Bible says confess with your mouth and you will be saved. For it is with the heart that we believe, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. So as you are standing here in front, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Let it be a prayer from your own heart. And I promise you tonight, your name will be written in the book of life. I want the church to join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart. And I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died for me. I believe he shed his blood on the cross for me. I believe God raised him from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. I humble myself and I submit myself and I surrender all to Jesus Christ as I open my heart and invite him into my heart to be my master, to be my savior, and to be my Lord. I promise from tonight, I will follow Jesus. I will follow the voice of Jesus. I will walk the way Jesus walked. And I'll live my life the way Jesus lived his life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. I promise that I will worship you. I will serve you. For the rest of my days. Thank you, Father. For saving my soul. And for writing my name. In the book of life. I believe I'm saved. I believe I'm born again. I believe heaven is my home. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.